draft redistricting plans would split Petersburg, marginalize its residents, and reduce funding for local projects. That's according to comments made during this week's State Redistricting Board hearing in Petersburg. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
City council members and a few others presented testimony, all of it negative, as board members from Juneau and Kotzebue listened. Two draft plans would put Petersburg in a state house district with Ketchikan and separate it from Sitka. A third plan would place the community in a district with downtown Juneau. Two of the plans would also put Petersburg in a state senate district, including Interior or Gulf of Alaska communities. Councilmember John Haverlick says that's divisive.
The previous plans that have been presented as draft plans, I think, definitely don't work for Petersburg, and they pretty much set neighbor against neighbor, which is devastating to all of us, especially in this economy. We need to be working together.
He and several others urged the board to match Southeast's four new House districts to create two regional Senate districts. For the past decade, the region has had five House districts, which are part of three Senate districts. Mayor Al Dwyer says the plans would also shrink state funding opportunities.
Communities like Wrangell and Petersburg will be silenced pretty much. By the time it gets to the legislature, it's going to be very difficult for Petersburg to lobby for their capital projects, and it'll be filtered through the bigger town, you know, like Juneau or Ketchikan.
Several people pointed out that new election district boundaries would divide a proposed Petersburg borough. Vice Mayor Mark Jensen was among those objecting.
Cutting Mitkoff Island in half, it doesn't seem to take into consideration the geographic layout of things. If you cut Mitkoff Island in half at the city limits, then all the other residents on Mitkoff Island would be in a different district, which, in my opinion, would make it confusing.
About two dozen people attended the Tuesday hearing. Similar meetings are taking place around the state. Redistricting board member Peggy Ann McConaughey said she's heard similar objections from other communities. She said suggestions will be used to revise boundaries. Not all the comments focused on Petersburg. Councilmember Rick Braun pointed to plans that split Saxman and Ketchikan, which are right next to each other.
It seemed like the primary objective of the redistricting board was to make sure that the native communities didn't lose political power in this redistricting. And in trying to accomplish that directive, I believe the redistricting board has worked in exactly the opposite direction.
McConaughey says comments and alternate plans can be submitted by Friday morning. She expects several plans to be proposed by independent groups during a meeting that day. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Petersburg.